Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Kevin McKenna from Providence, Rhode Island.
Providence, beautiful city, capital of Rhode Island. What do you do there in Providence?
I'm an arborist.
You're an arborist?
I am.
That always strikes me to be a great job, just spending your day outside dealing with trees.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. I love my job.
Do you feel the trees have personalities? Do you get attached to them?
I don't know about attached.
That would be bad if you did, because you have to cut them down on occasion. I know.
So we do.
Keep that in mind. Kevin, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle will read three quotes from this week's news. If you correctly identify or explain just two of them, Carl will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Let's do it.
Here's your first quote.
He's a really dishonest reporter. That's just five or six blatant lies in there. But he's a real slimy guy.
That's how someone ended his days on the campaign trail this week, by attacking a reporter working for Vanity Fair. Who was that?
That's got to be Bill Clinton.
It was. One of the stranger things to happen during this long campaign was the self-destruction of Bill Clinton. It was supposed to be his wife's secret weapon, but the secret turned out to be he kept blowing himself up. It all came to an end as the campaign ended and Vanity Fair ran an expose on the former president, suggesting he's been acting like an amoral, girl-chasing money hound. There were also some revelations, including the suggestion that he and actress Gina Gershon had been shopping for a blue dress together, if you will. So he exploded. At a public event, he attacked the author of the story with all kinds of bad and impolitic names. I mean, what is he going to do next? Because this was unprecedented, this strange return to the national stage in the campaign trail on behalf of his wife. Do you think he's right now, like, taking Chelsea aside and saying, okay, look.
No, he did say, this is true. He said that she had really blossomed and that before she'd gone out to campaign for her mother, he would have thought she never was interested in politics, but he thinks she has a real knack for it.
Oh, my God. All right, very good. Here is your next quote.
It may be the auto industry's version of the leisure suit.
That was Mark Phelan of the Detroit Free Press. He was saying goodbye to a big gas guzzler that apparently has had its day. GM says it'll try to sell the brand. If it can't do that, it might just disappear it. What's the vehicle we're talking about?
The Hummer.
Exactly, the Hummer. Wow. The monstrous military-style SUV survived combat in the first Gulf War, but it couldn't beat $4 a gallon gas. Sales are down nearly 40%. GM is looking to sell the brand. Most analysts say there isn't much of a market left. Some say a Russian billionaire might want it. Meanwhile, potential Hummer buyers are desperate for some other way to assert their distinct identity. Many of them are being forced to settle for simply tattooing the word jerkface onto their foreheads. Once they dump the Hummer, GM is going to concentrate its resources, they say, on their new plug-in electric hybrid, the Chevrolet Volt. The Volt. Oh, that's manly. Why don't they just call it the Wussy and be done with it? Yeah.
Well, PJ, pretty soon you'll be able to add to that fleet of Suburbans of yours.
Now, the thing is, if you leave the engine running on our Suburban, you can just keep filling it up. you just set the little thing on the gas nozzle and it just, you know.
All right, very good. Here is your last quote.
All the magazine coverage in the world hasn't really moved the needle among men, many of whom suggest they would rather be shot then sit through that movie.
That was Variety talking about the number one movie in the country. It grossed $55 million its first weekend with more than 8 out of every 10 of those tickets sold to women. What's the movie?
Sex in the City.
Sex in the City. He said,
just shoot me. Just shoot me. Shoot
masculine
right here.
Resignation.
You're saying you didn't see it?
I might survive a gunshot.
Four years after the TV series ended on HBO, Sex and the City arrived on the big screen, of course. During its first weekend and release, 85% of ticket buyers were women. Another 10% were gay men. And the final 5% were boyfriends who had done something really, really bad to their girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just realized that hittable astronaut remark I made a while ago, I may end up seeing this movie.
Carl, how did Kevin do in our quiz?
Well, Kevin had 3 correct answers, so Peter, Kevin wins our prize.
Well done, sir. Yes.